This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you must know by now, about a dozen states have recently passed laws governing the growing of hemp as an industrial crop. The most recent farm bill plowed the way for a variety of cannabis to return to American fields. Hemp from the fibrous stalk of the plant doesn't have the high levels of psychoactive ingredient found in the flowers. As WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from Nashville, many farmers are excited about reviving this old cash crop, but not necessarily about following the rules required.
Prospective hemp farmers tend to have an independent streak.
We are for raising this industrial hemp. Every man under his own fig tree, the Bible said. And we are for being left alone that we might be able to market our products.
June Griffin, wearing a homemade hat and cardigan, hopped to the front of the line to speak at a recent hearing to give feedback on Tennessee's new rules for hemp. They include a minimum $250 annual permit and providing authorities GPS coordinates of each field. Linda Albright, who owns a farm south of Nashville, says it sounds like a huge overkill.
We've been growing tobacco and corn and soy and all this for years and years. We've never had to apply for a license to grow it. We've never had to tell them what we're going to do with it, where it's going to be distributed.
While hemp is harmless, the plant happens to look exactly like marijuana. The primary difference separating the two is the level of THC, the active chemical that makes pot a drug that's still illegal in most states. Tennessee's regulations would allow inspectors to enter fields at any time for any reason, and the farmer would have to pick up the $35 an hour tab. Growers would even have to notify authorities 2 days ahead of transporting their crop. But Harold Jarbo says he doesn't mind.
Because if I'm hauling 50 pounds of hemp tops up to the juice company to be juiced and I get pulled over, I can't have my crop confiscated while they figure out whether it's legal or not.
Jarbo says at his farm, there will be a cup of coffee waiting for any law enforcement agent who wants to stop by. To him, it's worth the headache. Why? Yes, there are those who think so highly of hemp, they write jingles about it. An eco-friendly product that can be turned into fabric, food, even fuel. It just happens to look a lot like weed. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.